say, my name is Cap Mallon. I will be giving y'all a rundown about everything, people, land, wildlife, vegetation. But the difference in a river and a bayou is that a river, the water flows one way, and a bayou, the water flows both ways. Bayou is an Indian word meaning slow-moving water. Since we get a tide from the Gulf every 24 hours, the water in the bayou moves up and down. Since the bayous were formed by the river flowing out to the Gulf, once they built the levees, a lot of them filled up. So a normal tide in here, there's only 1 to 6 foot of water. That's it. At a foot deep, if you try walking this, you sink several feet in the mud. It's got a very soft, muddy bottom. We have the North American alligator. They actually originated in Alberta, Canada, came here after the Ice Age, been around for millions of years and pretty much never changed. The only difference is, at one time, they could live over 300 years. Today, because of man environment, we hunt them, they normally live to be about 150. Snout of an alligator is wide and broad. The crocodile is more narrow and slender. Inside the mouth, they have slots on the alligator. So when they shut the mouth, the majority of the teeth fit into these slots. So when they close the mouth, you see very few teeth. Crocodile, you see almost all their teeth. This is how small the brain is. The little bitty hole behind the head. Small, hard to kill, but very intelligent. When an alligator's body temperature drops around 70 degrees or below, they start a hibernation stage. So once their metabolism drops, they actually have a flap in their throat and it'll shut. They can't control that. So once the flap shut, the alligator can't eat or swallow, not even if they wanted to. Wintertime, they can bury 10 feet in the mud and stay down 6 months or longer without air or food. And the reason for it is the heartbeat. An alligator's heartbeat can drop to almost one beat per hour, almost as if it was dead.
And there's our lesson for the day.